Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You brought this up when we were chatting earlier today. I think Adam Silver esteemed that there was this big trade, although it hasn't been officially announced during the NBA Finals.
I'd be mad. You couldn't wait another week to let this thing leak out? I don't know how that happens. If you're the NBA, you want all eyes on your finals, don't you?
I would think that this, though that thought has some validity to it, I would think this puts even more emphasis on the NBA right now. I mean, that's a blockbuster, man. Desmond Bane going from Memphis to the Orlando Magic, making Orlando, in my estimation, a team to really keep an eye on next year in the Eastern Conference. 216-474-0092, number to join us. Kevin is in beautiful and thriving Cuyahoga Falls since they opened up Front Street again. Hi, Kevin.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Very well.
So I take this trade as Orlando basically saying, we feel we can win now, and clearly we don't care about the future because all their draft picks are now gone. But, think about it. You got Jason Tatum blew his ankle out, well, his Achilles specifically. He's probably done for the season next year. I mean, now there's whispers he's working hard and going to try and get back sometime next year, but good luck with that.
Get back late, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. If he gets it all. I mean, that's a serious injury for a basketball player. I have serious doubts we're going to see Tatum dribbling a ball next year at all, but we'll see. I hope he does. I mean, you know, we don't want to, you know, put injury on a guy and end his career. The Knicks, I think, you know, they're just a disaster, especially their coaching. You know, getting rid of Tibbs, I think, is going to be a huge step backwards for them. I think he squeezed major blood out of that turnip. Indiana exposed that team of having no bench at all. And their starters actually can be limited. I mean, New York was exposed to basically saying, you know, we're going to make you rely on Towns. And when you do that, you can't win games. So I think Orlando looked at the landscape and says, you know, it's the Cavs, Indiana, and us now. And a little bit to your point, Jeff, think about if Orlando puts Black in as basically their starting point guard.
And that's Anthony Black. Bane. He's going to be a third-year guy. Was the sixth overall pick a couple of years ago. And he's 6'7". Right.
He's 6'7". Yeah, that means that 6'5", Bane's the shortest guy walking out on the court for that team because you got Wagner, Banchero, and basically Carter all at 6'10". All of them. I mean, wow.
Kevin, they're long, athletic, and they're young.
Exactly. I think that's why they did it. They basically said, we're big, we're long, we're athletic, we're young, we can get up and down the court with Indiana, and we're going to outplay you with our big, our basically our length and our size. And I mean, I don't want to play him.
And they have plenty of it, Kevin. So even if they get a guy injured, and you know they will, and I wouldn't think they have a whole big time replacing it.
No, exactly. And the other thing Bane does for them, which, again, strikes fear in my heart, let's say Banchero or Wagner go down for a bit. Bane's a great guy to have out there to lean on. I mean, he's shown he can get it done. So even if one of their other guys goes down for, you know, 5 or 10 games or whatever it might be, man, wow, they don't lose a lot. And I'm sure Bane could pick up that slack and go with it. So, yeah, I think this is a huge move for them. I hate to say it. I think that works very well for them. And I look at for them to be one of the big contenders next year to go for it. And as much as I don't like to say it, we got to play them. So hopefully we can get around them. But, man, what a team they've got now.
Kevin, thank you very much. See, that's the thing. They're long. They're really athletic. They're young. And does that mean they're better than the Cavs? No. But, boy, they're an interesting challenge for a team that Andy has two small guards in the backcourt. You know, and Kevin, obviously paying attention, Anthony Black is a young guy. He's going to be going into his third year for them. Mm-hmm. That's not even talking about Jalen Suggs. So in their backcourt, if they play Black and Suggs, 6'7", 6'5", Bane is 6'5". That's their backcourt. And then their wings, 6'9", 6'10", with Banchero, 6'10", with Wagner. It's going to be really competitive. Yeah, really competitive.
I don't know how to feel about the Cavs going into next season. You know, the phone call we got last segment, like, how mad can I be at Kenny Atkinson over the fact that Darius Garland probably needed surgery? You know, how long ago did he need surgery? And
late in the regular season is when that toe really got going.
And it was brutal at the end of that series. I mean, he had trouble walking back up the floor. So can you be mad at Kenny for a player being injured? Can you be mad at the injuries? Like, I think he did a fantastic job during the regular season. I'm sure he stays up at night thinking about what could he have done differently in the playoffs. I just don't. It's hard for me to sit here and start ripping apart the coaching staff, knowing what they were able to do during the regular season. But then also weighing that out against, you know, an impatient owner, although he's shown some patience lately. But, you know, you've got that. And then I look at this team and I'm just like, okay, how are they going to get better? Can they get better? Do they have to let one of these guys out? And it's hard for me to point the finger at the head coach. I'm just going back to that.
Yeah, well, they won 64 games and were really good.
Now, did they get, you know, we've talked about their schedule and how they kind of hit teams at the right time and they were playing against teams, you know, with injury. You can even just go back and look at the Indiana series and say, okay, those games during the regular season, you're kind of going to throw out the early season, or you're going to throw out the late season games because that's what they were, and you already knew where the Cavs were in the playoffs, and didn't matter. You're not really going to throw your strongest team out there. But in the beginning of the season, they were hurt, and they were a little discombobulated coming off the season before, and then Indiana. So I don't know how much you can take out of that regular season. And by the same token, I don't know how much I'm blaming Kenny Atkinson for any of things that happened during the playoffs. Sure. It felt like he got outcoached a little bit early, but you can only play who you got.
Well, they had injuries, and, you know, my fear going into it, Andy, and I expressed it before, you know, before the playoffs started, don't go ball dominant in the backcourt again. You know, they shared the ball in the regular season and it worked beautifully. And then Donovan Mitchell took, 30, and 29 shots.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You can't say that, though, without saying, well, he might have had to. You know? He might have had to. The one thing this might not be fair to say, but it just, to me, it shows how good this regular season was. I'd be just flabbergasted if they win 64 games again. They were so good this year in the regular season that I have a hard time thinking they could repeat that kind of a regular season. That said, it doesn't really matter, does it? What matters is how healthy are you and how well are you playing come March and April. And we saw that with Indiana. Indiana was 14 games behind the Cavaliers in the regular season. How'd that work out?
Didn't matter.
It didn't matter.
The beginning of the year didn't matter. They were banged up at the beginning of the season. And they were going sideways.
Yeah, they weren't playing very well.
And, you know, you got to give their coach some
credit. And the Pacers started playing much better basketball.
There's something to be said for coaches, too, that have gone deep into the playoffs and understand what it takes to win all the way through. I don't care what sport it is. It's not easy. And, again, you want to sit here and you rip the coach? I'm not doing that.
No, I would definitely agree with that. The NBA Finals are going on. Of course, Game 5 is tonight. And, Andy, there are a couple of narratives around the NBA Finals when it comes to your favorite subject, television ratings.
Oh, yes.
The ratings, how do you want to look at it? You want to be optimistic or you want to be pessimistic?
Optimistic. I'm always an optimist.
All right, here's the optimist.
Do you ever hear me say anything pessimistic ever?
No, heavens no.
Just making sure.
The optimistic part is the NBA Finals have been, these are a couple of headlines that have appeared apparently. The most watched program since the first week of May, the NBA Finals.
Just on television?
Yeah. Here's another headline. NBA Finals ratings down 24%. So lots of people are watching, just not as many who as watched last year. Is that okay? You have Indiana and Oklahoma City, two of the smaller markets in the NBA, as opposed to last year having Boston and Dallas. I think this NBA Finals has been terrific for the NBA, and I think it shows something about the league and the balance in the league. The one thing about balance in the league, and I know a lot of people don't agree with this, I think people gravitate toward dynasties, and it becomes a much better storyline. And I think more interesting to a lot of people, not everybody, of course, Then, hey, look at Oklahoma City. They're really good this year. Look at Indiana. They're playing great basketball. To me, that doesn't, I find that awesome.
That doesn't translate into TV people watching.
It doesn't usually translate into the casual fan buying in. Like LeBron James, casual fan buys in. You could say Luka, casual fan would buy in. Certainly, you know, go back years, decades, you know, Shaq, Kobe, Jordan, Magic, Bird, you know, those types of players draw television numbers. The guys in this series don't draw television numbers. What guys in this series draw, guys like Menegan, guys like you, guys mm-hmm. like me, mm-hmm. guys like Amico, who love the NBA and like watching great basketball. Because I think it's been a really competitive, other than game two, really competitive, really well played. and fun to watch. But it's that superstar draw that this doesn't have. And I know Shea's terrific, but he's not the superstar draw yet.
I don't know. If you want some comparison, think about how the NHL feels right now, because this Stanley Cup Finals have been amazing.
Yeah.
You know, if you look at the entire series.
You've got Edmonton and Miami.
And the problem is you're talking about Edmonton.
Yep.
Which is an automatic, I mean, I hate to say it, is pretty much just saying the word Edmonton, probably half of the United States is going, where's Edmonton? And then, you know, you're talking about Florida, and no one thinks of Florida in hockey. They just don't.
No.
I mean, you know, they're doing a great job keeping ice in Miami. Let's put it that way.
It's hard to do.
Well,
a lot of humidity.
That's true. That's what their next team should be called. They got the heat. No,
the Florida Humidities?
Yeah, the humidity. No, just humidity.
The humidifiers.
Yeah, but I don't know what sport. But instead of the Panthers, should they be the humidity?
Scott Petrak covers the Browns for the Chronicle Telegram. He had a busy week. That mandatory minicamp will keep you hopping, won't it, Andy?
It is a workhorse for those guys.
Where do things sit now that it's over and done with? Petrak next, right here on Baskin and Phelps.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.